Do you agree that, widening the optic by talking about Islam, by talking about banning Muslims, is that a hindrance to actually carrying out your work?
Words and comments that taint the religion as being the source of the problem, I think, is tremendously detrimental to our interests and to a better understanding of this phenomenon. I have met with princes and or presidents and prime ministers throughout the Middle East. They are outraged that their community, their Muslim community, has been infected by this cancer. Individuals who have this distorted and very perverted interpretation of Islam that pursue these psychopathic agendas of horrific violence. And they recognize that they have a very important role, the leading role, to help purge their communities of these influences. These individuals who are fanatics, extremists and terrorists, they are driven by this ideology that is not rooted in Islam. It's a psychopathic ideology that is very absolutist, that either you are with us or against us. And that's why the establishment of the caliphate, the so-called caliphate by ISIL, as well as Al-Qaeda's agenda, really are trying to cause this, what Samuel Huntington in his previous work in the 60s referred to, the clash of civilizations. They want to drive this wedge between the West and the Muslim world.